Welcome to Daily-ish Fit Tips Podcast. I'm Molly, and I'm an experienced trainer on the East Coast. With knowledge in fitness, wellness, spirituality, and nutrition, I aim to bring value, comfort, and motivation to my listeners. Whether you're new to the gym or a full-on guru, I think we'll get along just fine. Good evening. Happy Monday. My Monday didn't suck, so I'm certainly riding that high right now. I just gave you a little warm-up episode, so I think it's time for a cool-down episode. Based on the research that I found and anecdotal evidence, I have found that the cool-down is slightly less important than the warm-up, but if stretching was separate. I am stretching's number one fan. It is one of the most important things you can do for yourself as you grow old. Flexibility is the number one thing that people lose and you can't really get it back. When you stop working out for a little bit, you'll find that if you were strong before, it's a lot easier for you to get strong again. It's hard to start working out and start that journey at all, but once you've started it once, picking it back up again is 5 times easier. I don't know the actual stats, but I can definitely do another episode on that. However, your stretching, your flexibility. If I wasn't a competitive dancer for 16 years of my life, there is no way I'd still be able to touch my toes right now. Because when you work out, you're shortening the muscles and you're having them squeeze together and look super strong and give you that pump, right? Every time you flex, think about your muscles shortening, like that little bicep bump that you get when you flex your bicep. That's just your muscle being squished head to butt like a little worm. You're welcome for that visual, but regardless, what I'm saying is you're shortening. What about the lengthening process? You can't forget about that. But in all of the research and what I'm talking about today, cooling down isn't necessarily stretching. So whether or not you cool down, I need you to stretch. And if you don't let me see it. So what is a cool down, you might ask? A cool down is essentially taking your workout and doing it slower and less hard. I'm too cheap for a studio, so you definitely just heard my cat in the litter box taking a little dumpski. So I was saying though, say you are training for a marathon and you just did a very large run, maybe like a 13-mile run. You are then gonna jog slower than you just were for about like 5 minutes and probably ending with a very slow walk, and then you better stretch. If you were doing some strength training, I would recommend just going on a little treadmill, walking it off, having those arms swing around a little bit. If you want to do shoulder mobility with the PVC pipe, maybe some knee circles, body weight hip thrusts, and some leg swings side to side to open up those hips, and then stretch. Your cool down certainly does not have to be complicated as long as you're just taking what you were doing and dialing it way back and then ending up with some stretching, even though that's technically not the cool down. The best cool down that I have ever done is at the end of my cardio classes that I used to teach. We would like finish up a song and then we would do some dynamic stretching, ending with some static stretching. So you would like lunge from side to side and then hold, like kind of touching your toes, and then sink down onto your belly and then lifting up into a cobra pose to stretch out those abs, and then coming into a plank, going into downward dog, kind of like that flow, yoga flow movement. Cool down is definitely my favorite. But you can always just kind of walk on the treadmill to shake everything up and then stretch. We've gone through the what, we've gone through the how, and now the why. Since it's the 7th day of Halloween, I kind of want to start off by scaring you by explaining blood pooling. While it's usually not that serious for people like me, athletes, young people, whoever, it's pretty serious for people that are prone to heart conditions or like elderly people. So say you are sprinting, which I really hope no 80-year-olds are doing unless they're like killing it and their doctor said yeah. So you're sprinting and then you suddenly stop. When you're sprinting, your blood pressure is high as hell because your heart wants to get that blood out to the extremities so that we can do work, so that our muscles can help us run away from whatever is scaring us, because you know, usually when you're running, your body thinks you are in trouble. So your body will adjust to help you out because they want to live. So we are getting that blood to the muscles from the heart faster and more efficiently so that the oxygen can be used as energy. So when you suddenly stop, you're going to get a sudden decrease in blood pressure that's not going to help all of that extremity blood get back to your heart and therefore your brain. So with all this blood pooling at the legs and arms, mostly the legs, you might pass out. And that's why a lot of gyms have like accidents in the locker room, because people are all of a sudden stopping this extreme work, and then they walk in, put their regular clothes on and get ready to go in the car, and they pass out because all of the blood has pooled to their extremities and they feel all lightheaded because not enough oxygen has gotten to the brain. Should you fear this? A little. Like, cool down a little bit, especially if you're doing something like sprinting. So your max heart rate is going to be 220 minus your age. So for me, it's going to be like 196. If I'm doing an activity that's getting me to that 196, I better bring my heart rate down to at least 150 before I even think about taking a pee or something. Because, I mean, common sense, guys, that's uncomfortable. Like, after you get your heart rate all the way up and your blood pressure is that high, trying to just walk normal, you're, like, wobbling all around. And if you were trying to, like, lift your feet up to put your pants on, I would be stumbling. And I'm supposed to be, like, the healthy fit contender here, because this is literally what I do for a living. So, yeah, it's kind of dangerous, but it's also mostly common sense. Like, if your heart is racing, take a walk. Don't sit down. You're being silly. Don't go home and drive in your car. You're being silly. Walk it off. Make sure that your heart rate returns. Obviously, you want to get it to normal, but I mean, 130 is fine for most people unless you're like older. But like, you don't want to get to like your wake up resting heart rate. So mine's like 60, because that would be super, super low for normal activity. Maybe like around 80 to 100. That's your normal, like, active, not just waking up resting heart rate. I never realize how little I know how to talk until I like record myself and try to play it back. Oh,
Colin's on the mic. Hello.
So another reason why the cool down rocks so much is that's when your muscles are the most pliable. So like, they're the most warm and able to be stretchy. So if you're ever going to stretch, after your workout is the best time, because they're gonna move and they're gonna let you tug at them. Like, before you start your workout and when you just wake up, you'll notice it's so much harder to move because your muscles are like, for lack of a better word, they're cold. Because like, the opposite would be warming up your muscles. Imagine if when they're stiff, they're cold. There's not enough blood flow and they're not really willing to move for you. After your workout, your muscles are more than willing to move for you. So that's the best time to get the best stretching and to improve your mobility, my guy. Seriously, stretch. Anecdotally though, delayed onset muscle soreness is such a bitch, but if you cool down after your workout, you're much less likely to feel the effects as much or as long. So I would definitely recommend a cool down if you just don't want to feel that icky, sticky, hard to move my legs, hard to sit down on the toilet, hard to go down the stairs type of pain. If you're in the gym all the time, you kind of like being sore because you feel like mentally. Obviously, soreness doesn't always indicate a good workout, and not being sore does not indicate that you didn't have a good workout. Regardless, it's just nice to not feel that much pain. I will tell you, I also did find a study that indicated that cooling down really didn't help, but I couldn't find another one, so I don't really feel like talking about it. So at the end of the day, cooling down is super important and you should definitely do it. If you don't have time and you need to run away, just make sure that you aren't sprinting because you might faint and pass away. I'm being dramatic, but you get me. No matter what, make sure you stretch or else you won't be able to play with your grandkids, and that is a threat. I hope you found this information helpful. If not, tell me what I could do better, and if so, have a wonderful rest of your week. I'll talk to you guys soon.